So, we're telling the story that he's still masculine. This guy, the son of the Rav, is telling stories about the Rebbe Yitzchak, what he remembered him from Kazakhstan and other places. And he's saying, many years passed, many things happened to me during those years. Some of them were difficult, some of them were less difficult. But finally I reached happiness and calmness when I married to set my house to live in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in HaKadosh. That's where I always wanted to be. So one evening, it was 1973, between Mircha and Mayav, I happened to go walk into the rest of Shul in Mea Shearim, and I'm looking here and there, and then what I see Rav Levi Yitzchak sitting in the center giving a shiur to everyone. And everyone, and I see the same, even though he looked older and everything. Tafshin Nam Gimel, Rav Yitzchak was in his 80s already. Tafshin Nam Gimel was, what year did he die? Tafshin Mem. Yes.
1897.
Late 70s already. Right? It was late 70s already. He wasn't young. And also, he went through a lot in his life. A lot. Very interesting life he had. Okay, so, but I still recognize him. He's giving muster to young Avrechem. And you can see that they were so thirsty. To my amazement, he recognized me. Even though when he left me, I didn't even have a beard yet. I was young, and more than 30 years passed, and I changed. And also now I have a long beard. But when he saw me, he's still talking. He said, "Oh, Shalom Aleichem." And then he was talking whatever, and then he changed the whole conversation to be around me. And he said, if it was ever chesed and mercy in the world, it was by the house of this guy's father, the Rav of Moscow, of Aaron Guriliak. The Achnat Salchim in his house was unbelievable, Rav Yitzchak said. And he spoke a lot about what happened there in his house, in Moscow, when he was there. He said, this guy is in his story, he said, it felt like it was the closing a circle. We gave him, he gave us back. In Moscow, life was not easy at all. Rabbi Yitzchak he ran away from the people who were trying to catch him, to kill him. He was saved mamash from death to life, but still he did not find rest, of course. Every once in a while, they heard that they're looking for him, and they're going around, and every time he was trying to find ways how to get away from them. In Moscow, one day, they came to search for him in a shul which is called Parubike. But they did not find him over there. In a wondrous way, they did not try to go into Rav Yitzchak's house, even though he lived right next door to them. In Moscow, just like in any other place, Rav Yitzchak was the address for every person who was searching for Hashem. The Gaon of Zalmanem Istulin, Shlita, it says here, probably not around anymore, from all the people of Hasid Chabad Hasidim from, he went out from Russia. And he fought a lot for spreading out the Judaism. He talks about Rav Yitzchak. What does he say? I will not add a lot of words about this Jew. Amash was great, a genius in serving a Hashem servant with all of his heart. Just one thing I will say: Rav Yitzchak is given aid till genumen mit mistils. Rav Yitzchak was a man which was complete mistils nefesh. Everything. It's a very this the way he phrased this phrase means a lot, very deep, right? In Russia, communist Russia in those days. Zechurani, I remember, says this Rav Zalman Leib, that wherever Rav Yitzchak came into a place with people, there was always happiness and encouragement and helping people and talking to Chizuk. Whenever someone came to Moscow, immediately they sent him to Rav Yitzchak for a tipul. He needs a tipul by Rav Yitzchak, treatment. Words of dusha, day and night, that's all he had coming out of his mouth. And even if a heart was made out of metal, it would have melted from the words of Rav Yitzchak, from the heat, from the dusha that fell out of his heart. Rav Yitzchak.
There's a great picture of him, and one of the keychains, if you look at it, like you could see like the Shekhinah's on his face.
What about that one?
No, no, this is mamish, like you could see by the photo, I think.
Oh, maybe it's Chuk.
Just like, see it, like,
You start from the back, you said.
One time, I think so.
Well, Hashem. I will not exaggerate if I say that the Yiddishkeit and Moscow in that area in those days was a lot dependent on Rav Levitzchak's shoulders. Everyone knew that among us there is a Jew over here that is not stopping his learning for any second, not a commoner, nothing is bothering him. Right? And at night he's serving his master, his creator, like one of the Rishonim. His talks gave kraft to Jews. The Jews are pressured so much under the Russian boot in Moscow. Rav Levitzchak himself said that in Moscow there was a great itarus, arousement in the prayers of the high holidays, and he himself was the chazan. It was 1940-1941. Because until then he went to Uman until 1939, after the World War.
1939 was the
start
of World War II.
Right, so the first year when it broke out, he still was able to go because Russia was not involved so much in the beginning. Right?
They the Germans invaded first Poland.
Right.
After Czechoslovakia.
And only in the middle of the winter they started going towards the Ken. So the first Russian was in Uman. Afterwards he stayed in Moscow, 1940-1941.
Was he alive when Ravnatan?
No.
He was way after?
Way after.
He
100 years 18, after. He was born 100 years after.
97.
1897. Ravnatan was, when did he pass away?
1864.
Something like
that. 30 years after. He was born 30 years after.
But he's still a Talmid of
Ravnatan. He's a Talmid. The Talmid of Ravnatan? Yeah. He was a student. He was a student of his Rebbe of Avraham Baram Nachman was a student of Rav Nachman Tuchina, which was a student of Rabbi Nathan. That's already two generations over. But his Rebbe, I don't know if his Rebbe saw Rabbi Nathan. Maybe when he was a kid he saw his Rebbe. Yeah, probably when he was a kid he saw Rabbi Nathan. He's buried in the Inuman, in the new cemetery, relatively new to where Albino's there. Anyway, so one of the Jews, after the prayers, one of the Jews came over to Rav Levitzchak and said, such a Yisraelus during davening. It was such cries, such screaming. How come Mashiach's not here yet? Tomorrow, if we have this chut, we'll talk about the 1939, the year that he went to Uman.